farming. Can it be done without farmers? Maybe. See, self-driving tractors are coming to the fields. John Deere has prototypes of fully autonomous tractors on farms now. The company plans to sell them and kits to retrofit older tractors in the next few years. For what this may mean, let's talk now to Mitchell Hora. He's a farmer in Washington, Iowa, and he's co-host of the podcast Fieldwork. Mitchell, hello.
Scott, good to be on.
So tell us about your farm. What do you grow on it? How long have you been doing it?
Yeah, I'm seventh generation on my family's farm. Next year will be 150 years that my family has farmed in southeast Iowa. We're about 700 acres. We're a fairly conventional type of farm, corn, soybeans for the most part, but we've also grown cereal rye, malt barley, mustard, winter wheat, and I'm growing food grade open pollinated heritage corn this year as well. Hmm.
So when I say self-driving tractor, how did those words land? I mean, is this a Neil Armstrong moment or is this something you saw coming?
No, I think it's pretty cool. And I see it as the future of my generation in agriculture. I'm 28 years old. And I see that my generation is going to have to continue to do more with less because the trend of having less people involved in agriculture is going to continue.
Is this automation already built in to some degree into your farm equipment? You texted me a photo the other day of you driving your farm vehicle, no hands.
Yeah. So like our combine today that I sent you a picture of, I'm able to drive basically hands-free. I have to turn around at the end of the field, get the combine lined up back on the auto steer guidance line that I had set for the combine. But then I can tap a button and it'll steer and keep itself on that line on its own. So our combine is able to have auto steer. Our tractor does as well. It's definitely not fully autonomous like we're talking here now with John Deere.
Let me ask you the trust question, because that's what we're all asking with the proposition of self-driving cars. When these autonomous farm vehicles, tractors come onto the market, are you confident that the vehicle is going to do what it needs to do without you?
Yeah, to an extent, but it's got a long ways to go. So today, these tractors are doing very basic tasks. The main one that they're focused on today is tillage, because it's just a tractor dragging a piece of equipment through the field and turning over that soil. What would be a little bit tougher is planting or applying fertilizer. Well, every so often you run out of seed and you have to refill, or you run out of fertilizer and you have to refill. So in order for that to be more autonomous, I'd have to have an autonomous refilling system, or it would go until it runs empty and then it would sit or go to a designated area. And then I would have to go out to that field and refill it myself, versus if it was autonomous, it would continue to go until it ran out of fuel.
Mm-hmm. So the expectation is this autonomous tractor may cost $500,000 or more than that. Can you contextualize that for us? How does that compare to the other machines, the other equipment you have to buy now?
Yeah, if I was going to buy that same tractor that's not fully autonomous, I would assume that it's going to be in the $375,000 to $450,000 range. But like a new combine, you're talking $700,000, $800,000. A new cotton picking system, you're talking like $1.1 to $1.2 million.
What do you think about the risks here? Is it going to be a hard sell? Are there going to be skeptical consumers out there?
It's going to take a little while, and there's going to be pushback for a little while. But again, I think more of it becomes normalized as more and more of the world goes this way. They actually have the ability for you to just purchase an add-on kit for your John Deere tractor rather than purchasing a new piece of equipment that's only autonomous. They have
I read that. That is right. You can take a vehicle you already have, and then you add on the software, the technology to make it autonomous.
That is really interesting to me. And that's more so what I see as the easiest, most short-term opportunity that absolutely can be scaled in a very short period of time. You know, say it's $20,000. That's still a lot of money, but it's cheaper than hiring another person. And it's definitely cheaper than buying another piece of equipment, especially a fully autonomous piece of equipment. It also provides me the opportunity to run it fully autonomously if I want it to, or for me to run it the good old-fashioned way of me driving it.
What do you think the timeline for this change is going to be? We call you back in 5 years, we call you back in 10 years, and then you're going to tell us it's different now?
I think for the add-on equipment for basic tasks, I see, you know, decent adoption of it in a 5 to 10 year time frame, but fully autonomous and fully refilling and all that, I would think that's more of a 10 to 20 year type of time frame. In some of these things like harvesting, for example, that's going to take a while before that can be fully autonomous. But I do see a lot of these things happening in my lifetime for sure.
Yeah, well, Mitchell Hora is a farmer in Iowa, and he's co-host of the podcast Fieldwork. Mitchell, great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
This was fun, Scott. Thanks for having me on.